This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. I'm Vin Finelli, and with us is Rich Sheban. He wrote a book, One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. Welcome, Rich Sheban.
Well, thank you for having me, Vince. It's always a pleasure.
You know, Rich, I was thinking during the introduction of this hour number two, I was thinking about, you know, us in the kitchen, you and Rick Miller and Matt Stein and John Stettmiller and Aaron Dakins and Ed in Florida was with us. There were a whole bunch of us just laughing and having a great time. And I miss that. I really do. It was a lot of fun. So,
yeah. Most of America needs to sit around the table with a fire and have conversations instead of being addicted to the blue light syndrome. In fact, that's a study that I quote all the time, that the average American watches 7 to 8 hours a day of television and smartphone activity. And we need to get back to the old ways, no doubt about it.
You know, you're talking about smartphones, and I was thinking about, I was giving a presentation with Matt Stein. We had separate presentations. Rick Miller and Matt Stein and I were at an event, and Matt Stein and I stayed in the same room at the hotel. We shared a room, and I don't have a cell phone, so the likelihood at that time in my mind of me being tracked was kind of limited because, well, the hotel knew I was there, and I did not use a credit card for the room. The room was provided, so I didn't, you know, I wasn't attached electronically to this room other than me being assigned this room at the hotel desk in the hotel computer system. But I did have an iPad with me. And I used the iPad to connect and to their Wi-Fi. And the second I did that, my MAC address for the iPad registered me with their network. And there is an application that will track where people are by the use of Wi-Fi. So if you think that, you know, you don't have a tracking device on you because you don't have your smartphone, well, if you do what I did, and I didn't know it at the time, now I know it, but I didn't know it at the time, that I could be tracked by that particular device. Why? Because it has Skype on it. So if I'm traveling and if I want to do a broadcast, I can put a headset on and use an iPad and broadcast right from an iPad. It's kind of convenient because it's a nice small package. But darn it, now I don't want to take that with me. It's an outrage. It's an outrage that we are tracked everywhere we go. And I don't
Well, if I can comment on that, Vince, censorship and surveillance that comes along with today's technocracy is not for the benefit of the people. In other words, it's not for the benefit of the bottom 93% over the middle class that is melding in with the poor. It's just like, it's analogous to Twitter and Facebook and Amazon and the censoring that goes on. In fact, that's one of the reasons I wanted to be on your show today. And I know most of your listeners are probably aware of James O'Keefe with Project Veritas. In fact, he even filed a suit in the last 24 hours against the DNC and the FEC. And he's come across sting operations with his company, Project Veritas, that basically the top Democrats, or I should say globalists, because basically they've inherited the new title. Kremer is one of the top people who's been to the White House 340 times. They have been caught antagonizing and inciting violence against Trump people on video. They are caught rigging the election on video. And some of the things that they're doing is they're even getting caught basically having women antagonize men on lines in the open so they can show that Trump people are violent, which is just the opposite case. In fact, one was a 69-year-old woman that Trump supporters says was cold-cocked, and the video created by Project Veritas and James O'Keefe pretty much debunked all that. They have admitted dead people are voting, illegal immigrants are voting. They've admitted busing people all around the country to vote 3, 4, 10 times. They've even admitted they're doing this for 50 years. And if any of you watched the Al Smith dinner in New York City, I believe it was in New York City, and seen how the elite booed Trump and treated him, It's pretty obvious, folks, that by now, and I've said this in the book, I've said this for years now, the left-right paradigm is absolutely false and phony. The true paradigm is north and south. It's vertical. It's the aristocracy versus the serfs. Now, the first thing you have to do is come to the conclusion that we've been distracted, dumbed down, and divided by every group imaginable. They want chaos. They want infighting. The divide and conquer mentality and philosophy and methodology is alive and well. And they've been doing this for thousands of years, since before the Roman Empire. So what we need to do is make sure we have the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody in American soil. There's absolutely no doubt that Donald Trump is putting himself, his family, his health, his safety on the line for the average Joe American people, which I am one of. So what we need to do is do more reading, more research, and share this information. But this Veritas, Project Veritas by O'Keefe, really shows that the system is absolutely rigged. And you're going to have Obama, you're going to have Hillary basically poo-pooing that, despite the fact that the video is out there. Every American needs to see this video. These videos have been going viral on DrudgeReport.com, on Breitbart.com, on Infowars.com, and if it hasn't been spoken on with USAPrepares.com, now it is. Everybody in the world, everybody in the West needs to see how the system is rigged so we can do something about it. Vince?
You're talking about the Alfred Smith Foundation, Memorial Foundation dinner, where Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton were in. And here's something that Donald said. He said, "We have proven that we can actually be civil to each other. Hillary accidentally bumped into me, and she said very civilly, 'Pardon me.' And I very politely said, 'Let me talk to you about that after I get into office.'"
No, there were some pretty good jokes last night. I saw some of that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'll tell you something, Vince. The American people can only take so much political correctness. You know, how often can we be the deplorables, the losers, the irredeemables be called extremist, controversial, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, conspiracy theorists? That's what's going on. We use objective facts. They're using subjective emotional opinion. You know, you can take Obamacare. There's two objectives for Obamacare. One is to kill the middle class and basically put the last knife in the back of the middle class so the middle class is totally melded in with the poor. So it is a true aristocracy serfdom relationship. And the second thing is to create, to have it fail, so a single-payer system controlled by the feds will occur. And when we give up people, when we give up common sense and logic for political correctness and corruption, basically it's the end of freedom and liberty. And that's what we're fighting for on November 8th. It's going to be freedom and liberty versus corruption, manipulation, fascism, and top-down centralized control. And that's what we're voting for in a few days. Vince?
One of our instructors, who will remain nameless, and I were discussing something that Hillary Clinton was talking about several years ago. And that was a skills bank and a job bank. And so wouldn't it be wonderful if we could match up people who have certain skills with jobs? And that way, you know, the government can get involved in making sure, well, on the surface, that we're employed. And, well, they also have in this database our health records, so they know how old we are. They know how they know about our education. They know about our experiences. They know about our skills. They know about our likes and dislikes and so forth. They know whether we have concealed carry permits. They know whether we've been in traffic accidents. They know a lot about us. They have a complete dossier on us, including our images, and they can recognize us with facial recognition. They know so much about us. Well, I was talking to one of the designers of this project, and that designer happens to be one of our instructors. And this was all done on purpose so that later on, if they decide, well, geez, you know, that person, I think we're going to withhold health care from that person. We'll just obfuscate and delay, and then that person will die. We won't treat that person. Or we will withhold life-saving medication, and we will rid ourselves of these pests. That would be, you know, people on our team. So, it's absolutely true. The tracking is true. What you said about healthcare is true. The design is to reduce population, in my opinion, down to very low numbers. I think they think we are breathing their air as if it's their air rather than all of our air, using all of our resources. We're just a nuisance. And I really believe they want to thin out our ranks. They don't want to thin out their ranks. It's okay that they're pedophiles, perverts, parasites, liars. That's okay with them. It's not okay that we are here to monitor them. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433,
432-6433. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are left to eat. Yum!
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans was it. Rich, here's a comment from the dinner, the Al Smith dinner. And Donald Trump said this. Now, I'm told Hillary went to confession before tonight's event, but the priest was having a hard time. When he asked about her sins, she said she couldn't remember 39 times. You know, the way it goes, I've been to confession when I was younger, and it starts out, bless me, Father, for I've sinned. And then, you know, you tell them all these sins that you've committed. And I remember going to confession saying, bless me, Father. You know, actually, I've been pretty good. I didn't do the part where it says I've committed all these sins. And it's I've lied 27 times or whatever, you know, you're supposed to do. I haven't done that. And I just say, bless me, Father. You know, I've been pretty good. You know, it's funny. I would go to confession with some of my boyhood friends. People who are raised Catholic would do. And I would do that, you know, bless me, Father, I've been pretty good. And I would get in and out of confession very quickly. And some of my friends would be in there a much longer time. And then we'd go out and then we would say our penance. You know, we'd kneel down in the pew and say our penance. And we'd compare notes. And I would get way more Hail Marys and Our Fathers to say than they would. And I'm trying to think, they were in there longer than I was. I said I was pretty good, and I get more penance. So, how does that work?
Well, I'll tell you, Vince, I'm glad that I'm not Catholic, because if I went into a confession booth, I'd have to bring a sleeping bag and a few days of food. So, that being said, you know, and I just want to comment on what you just said. Folks, we're all imperfect sinners. Nobody's a perfect candidate. Nobody's a perfect human, and that's why we are human because we are imperfect sinners. And I just want to talk about something real quick. You know, me, Vince, everybody that I know, the hundreds of radio shows I've been on, the talks I've given, not one person that I've ever talked to is anti-government or anti-unlawful, overreaching, too big, corrupt, foreign-run, foreign-owned, incorporated, central bank-run. You know, we're a constitutional republic. So what we're trying to do here, folks, is just to wake people up so they're not drinking the Kool-Aid of political correctness. And that's why I talk about the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody on American soil. We're all perfect. I was just watching on Infowars.com the other day how Hillary's chef came on, her travel chef, and she was saying the N-word, N is in November, to black people in front of this black chef. So people are, you know, we're at the point in time, folks, that all we have to do is decide whether we're going to be the divided groups of America or the United States of America. So we have to decide if we're going to hold people's feet to the fire to have the same rules, laws, and accountability for every group. That's the aristocracy, that's the serfs. That doesn't matter what skin pigmentation you have, what gender you have, what sexual orientation or religion you have. So what we need to do is change things from the bottom up. And I know that people are waking up because I hear it. And people are getting angry. People are getting disgusted in this by the system. And that's one of the reasons I brought up James O'Keefe, okay, and his Project Veritas company, and how he's, through sting operations, showed high-ranking Democrats, and I think we should stop calling them Democrats and just start calling them globalists, on how they are rigging the election and inciting violence. This needs to be, if any of your listeners have not looked this up, you need to look this up. It's on Breitbart.com, it's on DrudgeReport.com, it's on Infowars, or you can probably just Google Project Veritas and James O'Keefe. This information and these videos need to go out to everybody in the Western world, not just America, so they can see how rigged and corrupt the system is. And that goes back to full circle here. We have to have the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody on American soil. We have a fascist system. Maybe 4-6% of the people are self-employed. We have big corporate oligarchies married to big government. And that's one of the reasons why the middle class is becoming extinct.
And we have interlocking directorates. We have corporate directors on several large, large corporations. So they are interlocked. When we come back, let's talk about Donald Trump. Would he accept the election selection results? Interesting.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I comped Geeks on Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Watch it. You've got your. Take my. When you go to the DC, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Sheban is with us. One New York man's journey to off-grid living in Montana, available on Amazon. We'll talk about Amazon Censure in just a minute. So one of those headlines is Donald Trump was asked about will he accept the election results. And I applaud him for not answering that question. As a matter of fact, I think it's great because he said that he talks about crooked Hillary. And according to the Cliff High, who's one of our instructors here at USA Prepares, he has the Webbot report. He said in so many words, I watched it this morning, Trump will win in a landslide, but the government bureaucrats who are expected to be reluctant to give up their domains, their dominions, in the Trump win landslide. So now don't think that this means that he actually will win. This is just what the WebBot report says. So I think it'd be wonderful if Donald Trump wins compared to Hillary, which I think would be absolutely awful. Most Americans that I've chatted with, no, not most, all are concerned about Hillary. They despise her. They think she's crooked. They think she's just as evil as can be. But Donald Trump said something like this: "I will totally accept the election results if I win." Good for him. And these, here's one: the GOP slams Trump not accepting election results. Would they say not accepting election results would not be in the spirit of the selection? Well, it seems to most of us, if not all of us, that the election is rigged. And what about Al Gore? He didn't accept the election results. Why should Trump? Why should Trump?
I'm really glad you brought
that electronic
up. I was going to bring that up, but you didn't, Vince. He went to the Supreme Court with it.
Yeah. Well, I actually believe that the election is rigged, and I've believed it for many, many years. The conspiracy theorists, as they've been labeled, have been saying that. There's been voter fraud going on for a long time. The Kennedys were involved in it, and I'm sure before them, people were involved in it. But Larry Nichols mentioned on this broadcast many times that Hillary would win. Even in the darkest days when it looked like, you know, a year ago when Hillary had no chance of surviving the election, that that she would win. And he said that the Clintons play dirty tricks. And what I'm hearing is that they are using all the tricks in their in the book to win this selection.
Yeah, and one of them is to blame Russia on everything. And you got to remember the six corporations, folks, that own the media, okay? Mm-hmm. And they use semantic propaganda. They use Hegelian dialect. They basically manufacture perception, guilt, and pity. We live in an emperor-has-no-clothes society. So what we have to do is use objective facts, and when they use subjective emotional opinion, we need to call them on it. And that's one of the reasons I'm being redundant, folks, on James O'Keefe Project Veritas. He has come out with proof that the Democrats or the globalists are antagonizing and inciting violence, and they are rigging the election. It's on video. It's admitted by a guy by the name of Creamer, who has been to the White House 340 times. They've admitted dead people voting, illegal immigrants, busing people around from precinct to precinct. It's all and much, much more on video and audio. It's out for the public to see in the world. It's had millions of views. It should have 8 billion views by the end of this week, I hope. People need to realize that it really is not a left-right paradigm. It's truly an aristocracy versus serfdom relationship. And if we don't start speaking up, if we don't start talking about the fascist system and how the central banks are controlling everything. Back in 2008, when they printed trillions of dollars, folks, 95% of that money went to the top, basically 1%. All right? This is not about class warfare. It's not against rich versus poor. It's about corruption and manipulation. That's what it's about. People at the top aren't even earning their money anymore. We have 4 to 6% of people who are self-employed for primary salary in this country. We have the big corporate oligarchies that have created an alliance with big government. That is called fascism, which means that the average person, which is the bottom 93% of Americans, doesn't matter what skin pigmentation, what gender, what sexual orientation, or what religion you have, you are not going to be able to control your own destiny, Vince.
Have you heard that Kate Middleton and Prince William are related?
I haven't heard that, but I'll be honest with you, nothing would surprise me these days.
Yeah, here's a post, Daily Mail, August 2010. A dark and deliciously murky secret hovers over the continuing relationship between Prince William and his girlfriend, Kate Middleton, a skeleton so large that even a vast royal closet would struggle to contain it. I'll post this on the website, USA Prepare, so you can read it. Yeah, and how about all the presidents except one being related at some level? Even Barack Obama is related to the other presidents. Do some research, class, and see if you can find that as well. Mike in Tennessee, welcome.
Greetings. I just wanted to cover one little thing. If you ever look at a local community and you find that it looks like the local funeral directors seem to always be in some form of politics, this is the one thing I discovered. In Memphis, Tennessee, they've been rigging the elections and stealing voter registration and having dead people continue to vote for generations. This is how they do it. When, let's say, Joe Smith dies, well, the widow is grieving, and the funeral home gets the body. And two things a funeral home has to do, if nothing else, is they have to dispose of the body, whether they bury it or cremate it, and they have to notify the state of the deceased person. So they fill out a form, they send that in so that the state will retrieve the licenses. Voter registration is not one of them. So they take the Joe Smith identity and they call the election commission. They say, this is Joe Smith. I've lost my voter registration. Can you mail me another? Sure thing. It goes out in the next day's mail, and the envelopes that the election commissions use are not your standard envelope. In Memphis, Tennessee, they're about 8 inches tall and about 12 inches long, and they have a big green swoosh on them. So you can see them very easily. They're very distinctive. And so they send one of the funeral home workers by to sit there and bird dog Joe Smith's mailbox, and then when the mail is put in the box, they drive up and get it out and take off. Well, the widow, she's busy at that time because the funeral home makes sure she's busy at that time. Nobody notices. So then they've got a pristine, brand-new voter registration card for Joe Smith that anybody that doesn't know Joe Smith would accept at any voter poll.
That's surprising. They've admitted it on the video caller. I mean, it's pretty obvious that they're getting pretty brazen about, who knows, that might not even go to Joe Smith's widow's mailbox. That might even go to some Democrat liaison and actually get handed to some illegal immigrant.
In 2006, I identified this, I reported it, and the fact that a former Memphis talent, a blues singer, he was actually dead for over 10 years, and he was still voting. Rufus Thomas. It's probably still on the Internet.
Mm.
Oh, and back in 2008, Vincent, you're talking about upcoming gun shows and the relationship to the timing of the election. And the very first commercial that I ever did in 2008, when I had the radio talk show, The Voice of Truth, was from a local gun shop. And I think they paid me $15 to run three ads. And this was on a Thursday, I'm sorry, a Sunday. My show was on Sunday evening. And I said, today is Sunday. The election is on Tuesday. The only gun shop open between now and then is the name of the gun shop. I said that again. Today is Sunday. The election is on Tuesday. The only gun shop open between now and then. I said that three times. The following day on Monday, the gun shop was visited by more people than it had on any Monday, including a representative of the BATF, who advised them that they should not do any more advertising on my radio show, or they would be visited again.
Well, Mike Parsons, you certainly have some powerful words, and people are paying attention. Thank you so much.
Well, I just
and about the presidents.
About the presidents being related.
Here's a post, August 2012. It was a 12-year-old girl who was looking at family trees, and she linked 42 of the 43 U.S. presidents to King John of England, who signed the Magna Carta in 1215. Only one of our presidents is not related to John, and that's Martin Van Buren. All the rest are related. So if we think that we don't have dynasties in the United States, we're mistaken. These guys are related.
Then and before the last segment, yeah. You wanted to ask me a question on censorship with Amazon. I just wanted to remind you about that.
Yeah. Anything else, Mike?
No, that's it. Just wanted to share. Y'all have a great day.
Thanks, Mike.
Great. Thanks, Mike.
Bye.
That's Mike Parsons, USA Preparedness instructor in Tennessee. He's been arrested and jailed multiple times. Spent 5.5 years in jails and prisons as a result of running for office and winning the election. So they don't like outsiders. They don't like outsiders to come in and try to clean up the county. And I have a feeling that that is what all of the concern is about Donald Trump, because he's going to fire people. And Hillary Clinton is probably thinking that jail cells coming her way if he becomes president. So let's talk about Amazon. So you've got your book, One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. You can get it at Amazon.com, and they've been censoring you. Can we spend the next segment talking about what they did and how you've been censored?
Good.
All right, that's what we're going to do. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. Then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy, and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yes, if you'd like to purchase Rich Sheevan's book, One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana, there's a link on the website, usapreparers.com, page one. It says Rich Sheevan, Off-Grid Living Montana. And also, if you'd like to go to his website, there's a link right there. It's offgridmontana.com. So both links are on page one, USA Preparers post, right ready for you to click. Rich, what happened with Amazon?
Well, with Amazon, over the past, my book's been out for over 3 years, folks, so what has happened, Vince, is the fact that they've deleted many five-star reviews. They've had hundreds of people try to leave positive reviews that couldn't, that ended up contacting me through different communications. They said my book was out of stock. They've misspelled my book titles. The search engines wouldn't pick it up. And I had a phone call, I'm guessing now the timeline, probably 7-8 months ago. An employee from Amazon called me, and he basically proved it by saying certain things on sales. He didn't talk real long. He was very nervous about mentioning stuff, but he told me that people that he worked with loved my book and that my information was going to be censored by the powers that be. So what we're doing, folks, we're – this is why I talk about, if you ever heard me on the air, I talk about how we need to practice what you preach laws. And some examples would be if you're a proponent of severe gun laws and you're anti-gun and you hire private security to cover your butt, you know, this needs to be red flagged. If you're a proponent of Obamacare and you have private health care, that needs to be flagged. If you send your kids to private school and you're a proponent of Common Core, that needs to be flagged. If you're living green, living lavishly, and you're flying around in private jets and own big houses, and you say we need socialism, that needs to be flagged. What we need to do is have the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody in American soil. I don't care if they did that to everybody, okay, whether it be Amazon, whether it be Facebook, whether it be Twitter, and all the censorship and surveillance that's occurring in this country. But that's not the case. We have a separate tiered system of different rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you're in, and they're very derogatory, degrading terms because they're based on victim group status and protectionist group status. So what we need to do is come together as the poor and the middle class, as the bottom 93%, as the serfs, the deplorables, the losers, the irredeemables, all the words that are called, that Hillary Clinton has called us. We need to get together and draw a line in the sand. I'd say enough is enough. We need to basically eliminate political correctness and have zero tolerance for it. Because when they use these politically correct buzzwords, then it's like equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, accountability. You know, these words have been hijacked by definition to use as a tool to divide the American people. That's all it is. And they do not practice what they preach because they have different rules, laws, and accountability, again, based on what group you're in. And that's what Donald Trump is all about. He's about creating these words that have been used like fairness and equality and actually use them, because we've lowered the bars of standards and expectations so much in America, folks, that we're rewarding mediocrity now for decades for these politically correct buzzwords like equality, fairness, and tolerance. Okay, these words don't exist. They are an illusion. So when you lower the bars of standards and expectations, you're saying this group can't compete. This group's work is suboptimal. You are basically destroying the ability, the work ethic, and the intelligence of all these people shoved into these groups. And then because of all the rewarding of mediocrity, things like innovation and knowledge and productivity and everything that built this great country is almost moot. It's non-existent. So what we need to do is go back to the ways that made us great. And we need to get jobs based on hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications, and not by what group we're in. And this is why we need to use those three words. If there's anything that you folks don't remember from this today's broadcast, it should be we need to have the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody in America as well.
Let me ask you this. Rich Sheehan is saying we should do what they do. Whatever they do, we should do it.
Well, if they do it, they set a precedent. Why can't we do it?
Yeah. Okay, very good, very good. Rich Sheehan, thanks so much for being with us. Offgridmontana.com. As a matter of fact, I think they spelled, in Amazon, they spelled Montana, Monotana, didn't they?
Yeah,
I think
they spelled a lot of words. Wow.
Yeah. Yep, trying to help people get lost looking for Rich Sheehan. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.